Yeah, bitch.
Okay, I'm gonna leave it outside.
Yeah, you know about me, bro.
Yeah, I usually throw them away. Leave my mark, I'ma leave my stain.
Better back up, cause I bring the pain. What you know about me, bro? You know about me. Got supreme hats, supreme clothes, best breezy. Fuck yeah, so fresh, we're high class, bro. What you know about me?
You should be able to sue the company if you fucking pop
regular
your pocket.
Spots sell fake ones too?
Yeah. Think about it. Like, hey, you go try to get some OG Kush from a clinic, and sometimes it's some like dirt weed.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? So like it's so simple. Mm. You know, these things, they can't be too expensive to put together.
Mm.
Like, you know, like, think about like the hats nowadays. Like the hat game's a new shoe game.
Yeah, what do you mean, like the ones with the like logos?
Like the patches, the patches on the side. Yeah.
Like you kind of have pin.
Yeah, what happened with that? Like, it just came out of nowhere. Everybody
this
needs
hack,
a fucking
that hack
a patch.
So there's lids, and then there's like a new like little like hat store that's popping as lids. It's called Hat Club, and they're kind of like the ones that started doing like the exclusive drops and like having like different like cotton candy like colored hats and shit like that.
Yeah,
and then everybody started catching up to it, and now even lids like sells like a pamphlet, like a booklet you go through, and they have different patches like gun patches, Mexican flag patches and shit. So a lot of those are even custom and shit too, but. Yeah, it just started. Everyone just, I mean, I guess it's just the rappers started wearing them and shit too.
Made it popular.
And yeah, and you know, everybody wants them after that.
Exactly.
And but then, they do look, some of them are cool, man.
No, a lot of them are actually really nice. Like, you know, don't
even. Do you have one right now?
Nah, I'm too cheap for that shit.
That's why. Me too, bro. I just got a fucking. They had, when I went to Lids, I just got this one not too long ago. They had all kinds of different ones, bro. I was like, give me a basic one, bro. I'm not spending $60, $70, $80 for a fucking hat when I could get the same shit without a patch for fucking. $40,
yeah.
Bro.
Well, I came from like an embroidery background, so like I made hats before. Like so it's like kind of a family ran business, but they're like Flexbits, like West Coast embroiderers. So they done the Mayweather hats to like Xavier Wolf hats, Brixton, all these different brands, and I see how much they charge them for. You know what I mean? So like, let's say like even for a hat like this, like if you buy it like from Lids, it's like $45 now.
Yeah, $45.
I'm cool, man.
That snapback or
fitted. Yeah, but like back in the day, these used to be only $25.
Yeah,
but like in reality, does this logo alone, maybe like the back MLB logo, you know, just embroidery alone probably cost you like fucking like less than $3, dude.
No way,
less than $3.
That's cheap as fuck.
So that's when I see, you know, the designs that they have and the palettes that they got, like they're getting at least a 300 to 500% profit each hat.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I didn't think about it, man. And then even like when they do those exclusive drops for those hats, like the cotton candy ones, those ones cost a lot, man. And then resell, because they only make so many of them.
Yeah.
They sell them for like $100, even more, man, depending on the hat.
So one thing I've been trying to do before I start the like podcast is like do like maybe 21 questions or something.
Sounds good.
That way you fucking like, I don't know.
My bad, bro.
I've been trying to figure out if this is a good way to loosen up my guests, because I know podcasting can be like nerve-wracking. Like, you don't know what's going to go on.
Yeah.
So it's cool to like ask a bunch of random questions to get to know you a little bit. But then after that, we get into either fucking around or your story.
Sounds solid to me, man. Oh, yeah.
So fucking.
Are we recording right now or?
Yeah, we're already on.
Sounds solid. Let's go.
So,
podcast.
Right? I always start randomly. Yeah, because so all that like we just talked about, it's probably gonna be in the fucking the clip, you know.
Shit, don't get me don't catch me smoking on nothing.
So, what's one thing about you that no one knows or would be surprised to find out that you can do?
Oh snap! Okay, yeah, we getting deep off the get go. Okay, shit.
Loosen you up, man. You gotta start the tough questions first, bro.
Yeah. I mean, shit, it happens. To be honest, damn. Like for something like hidden, I really can't say because I don't really know. It just kind of happens, you know. There's other times where what's it called? Like improvising, depending on like what it is I'm doing, you know, finding different solutions. I don't think that answers the question, but.
I mean, it kind of does.
Yeah, but aside from that,
you're good at improvising.
Yeah, as of right now, I can't answer like what's like a hidden talent or nothing.
Yeah, so. Well, what's something that you're good at? That you're really good at, like sports, skateboarding, like.
Shit.
Do you play Magic? You know, are you good at video games?
Dude, I used to play League of Legends. League of Legends is the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but I usually only
which
like,
one's League of Legends? I'm trying to remember.
It's like on the computer. It's not World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft, you have your own character and you get to customize them.
I always want to get into that.
That's a fun one, but it's addicting.
Yeah.
So that's
did you ever hear that story where It was like a fucking married couple that had maybe three kids or something, but they played World of Warcraft so much that they abandoned their children, and they were like just like super like unfit, just sitting there, like they're all hunchback, and they just like I forgot how, but child services came and took their kids, and they're like just like cracked meth out at people just playing nonstop, like literally like 24 hours they're just playing. They didn't attend their kids. The kids look all like fucking skinny, like all fucked up because they weren't raised right.
They get addicted or anything, yeah. Not even video games.
That's you didn't hear that story? That
makes a lot of sense, though. Because,
sad, like, I think it was World of Warcraft where that they were playing.
I wouldn't be surprised, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like a whole like another world. It's like a fantasy version of Sims. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
that's
then you
true.
See all those videos where those kids, young kids, rage and like, you know, talk shit on their parents and shit, man. So, dude, that does some damage for sure, you know? Mm-hmm. When they do that stuff, man, like, oh, that's crazy. Even when young kids are doing that, dude, like.
I mean, shit, it makes a lot of sense, man. I remember back in the day when Halo was out, like, I think Halo
3. Mm-hmm. Halo.
My dad would be on that legit. Like,
your dad would?
My
raging
dad would.
Much,
that's sick. How old is your dad?
No?
my dad passed now, but like, fucking. Rest easy. But like, dude, he's play that shit all fucking day and night, and what's it called, that's a, and then he was a user at the time, and I'm like, oh shit, it makes fucking sense. You know what I'm saying, like, dude, if I'm pretty sure if I was like, you know, hitting the pookie pipe, I might be on League of Legends the day and
all
night
day.
Too
I get obsessed with games too, that's why I can't. I have to like choose. I have to be like, all right, it's either I get obsessed with podcasting or video games, because I can't, like, right now I've been playing the new Call of Duty.
Oh, okay.
Dude,
yeah.
Everybody's on it. It's fucking dope. I've been trolling it hard, but like, I gotta stop because then I don't want a podcast. I just want to play video games.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like one of the reasons why I try to avoid getting a console. You know?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like,
so you don't have a console at all?
No, dude. Like, honestly, the only time I'll buy a console again is if like Pokemon were to ever come out with like, you know, like, you know, like if you ever play Pokemon, you're able to do like the first two regions in the same game. So if they had that, but like up to three with the new like graphics that they have now.
But yeah, have you played the new ones on the Switch?
Nah, dude. I seen some of the Pokemon. I'm like, dude, this is corny now. Like, this is super
fucking
corny.
Yeah, it's different, man. The Game Boy ones were the best.
Like, they had a Sword, and I think it was called Swordy or something like that.
Sword and Shield.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So like,
I think
it's like,
I have Shield.
There's not much originality no more when it came to that. You know what I mean? Like, the original one, like, yeah, of course, you put a squirrel and a turtle together, and then you get a Squirtle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All these different things. So, it's like, it's kind of cool how you can see, like, the combos. But, like, now they're just having just, like, one simple image and naming it off the image alone, you know? So.
Yeah, you're right. That's crazy. See, I'm kind of like that, too. I don't have a console either, man. I used to, man, but, like, I got to a point where I just kind of, like, I'd play and I just, you know, lose interest. And before it wasn't like that, man. I used to like to play all kinds of video games, dude. But after a while, man, I don't know. I just like lost interest in video games and just like kind of, you know, don't really play them anymore.
I'm still a gamer for life.
There's people. That's why.
I want to get the PlayStation logo tatted on me. I don't know where though.
That'd be not bad.
Xbox. Just the X though. Just not the Xbox, but just the, you know how the X.
Or what if we get the PS over the X logo?
Damn. Make it like a crossover, like put underneath cross platform.
Get the kidding. Xbox or get the Xbox on in the middle of your forehead. Right?
So, what have you ever stole something?
I stole hearts.
Heartbreaker.
Yes, sir.
HBK.
HBK. Shout out to Shawn Michaels.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Dude, no. Shawn Michaels used to be, dude. He'll come out on stage to the girls moaning.
That was like one of the first times.
Shawn Michaels was sick.
When I was like a little kid. When I was a kid watching
Sweet
Chin
Music.
Hearing him walk out to that, you know, the moaning, like I felt something weird for the first time.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Like, dude, those are girls make those noises?
Yeah.
Hey, I think I like wrestling. So, you know? Aside from seeing all these like half naked dudes wrestle each other. But
well,
like,
I mean, the girls were half naked too.
They got the girl wrestlers too. That's cool.
Were you, did you grow up on wrestling? Did you watch a lot of wrestling back then?
I think I went up to like maybe like 4th grade. Okay. Like that's like Hardy Boys prime.
Dude, Eddie Guerrero.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, Eddie Guerrero.
RIP, you know? Yeah. Dude, that fool was sick.
Eddie Guerrero, Chris Benoit, and I think there's another wrestler that passed that like maybe say what the fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, wait, we can cuss on here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, but
we're
like,
smoking, drinking, dog. Yeah, we're fucking lit.
Straight.
Yeah. Right, what am I kidding?
Hey, Chris Jericho.
Quit
he killed himself, right?
No, Jericho's still alive.
Chris
Benoit.
Benoit.
I'm thinking about him.
But he killed his own family.
Right. That's crazy. What was the story? I'm trying to remember.
Well, I do know that him and Eddie Guerrero were like, I've watched documentaries on these things.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, so them two used to be like very close. And you know, because they didn't really care about like battering the bodies along the show was good. Mm. And then Chris Benoit was like a real hot, like aggressive guy. So Eddie Guerrero was like big smiles, like, all right, let's go.
I think he was on steroids as well, right?
I think everybody is on steroids.
Yeah, all of them. Yeah. They have to be juicing. Yeah.
I mean, shit. I don't know many people that big and ripped that and maintain that, you know.
So. I mean, maybe Kane, like he has a natural dad bod, like he's an Undertaker. They probably juice a little bit. Like
imagine Kane now with the dad bods being in and stuff.
I mean, I feel like it's always
he's a mayor right now. That's crazy. Wait, what? He's a mayor to a city. Yeah, he's like a whole mayor, man.
Oh,
he's like into politics and shit now. It's crazy.
Well, it's kind of ironic that you said that part because you guys pay attention to Power Rangers at all,
dude. The homie,
yeah.
I actually followed him. Like I've been following him.
But catch this though. So I used to live in the city.
He killed himself, right?
Yeah, he killed him. He committed suicide
recently. The Green Ranger.
Yeah, Green Ranger, the original White Ranger, in La Mirada. There's a middle school that was there, and he actually became the principal there.
What?
Oh, shit.
That was the craziest thing. Like, that's another reason why it tripped me out more.
That's crazy,
like,
man.
Yeah,
what's that guy's name again?
Damn.
Try to pull it up.
Yeah, someone has to pull that up, man. Because, we got
Jason David Frank, RIP.
Rest in peace.
Fucking
man.
Green and White Ranger, dude. That fool's fucking. Dude, growing up seeing him, I was like, what the fuck? Like, this guy was badass. And then there's an evil version of him. Like, dude, that shit was fucking dope. Playing the flute, the fucking thing comes in. Like, dude. I was obsessed with that shit. Green Ranger was the best
back in the day.
I like that first Power Ranger movie with the slime.
Oh, the ooze!
I can't really remember that.
That purple ooze and all that. Man, I think that's the first time I ever heard like Foo Fighters as well.
Oh shit!
When they're like parachuting or something. Yeah, but we're getting off topic. That's my bad, dude.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. This is what I love. That's why I like. I mean, we'll get into it like about your podcast and all that.
Oh man, take your time.
Have you ever broken bones? Broke any bones?
No, actually.
No?
No. As many times I've been kicked in the face and you know, like, had some big falls, I've never broken a bone.
That
never.
Leads to my next question. How many, have you gotten any fights?
None that I won. You know, like,
they stood up to walk another day, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, that's kind of like a funny thing. Like, after you get jumped, like, in the moment, it sucks. Fucking sucks. But, as you know, later on when, like, the adrenaline goes away, you're like, you know, it wasn't really that bad.
No, in the moment, you don't even feel it in the moment. You're just kind of like, pop, pop, okay, what's going on? Like, how long is it going to take? It feels like 10 minutes, but really it's 1 minute, you know?
Yeah, because they're just fucking
covering. You're just like, what the fuck is going on? Like, if you're getting jumped, like, you're just covering.
Well, there was one time I was really drunk off my ass, and, you know, a big brawl went out. This is like Filipinos and Mexicans fighting each other.
Where at?
Fullerton, downtown Fullerton.
Oh, shit. And it's like a bunch of college students or something, right?
Man. And
young college people, hot-headed, ready to go.
Mm-hmm. They're
full
just
of fucking
full
testosterone,
on.
Just
like,
fucking.
Well, it's funny because like the Mexican group, they were all like small kids, like, you know, like skinny small kids, and then the Filipino dudes, hey, they got some size on them.
Yeah.
But everyone was still fighting off and all that. Fight right here. So I'm like, you know, turning my head left and right. So when I decided to look forward, a big ass Filipino dude was already standing on me and socked me. So if there wasn't a brick wall behind me, I would have been on my back easy, dude.
Oh shit.
He socked the shit out of me.
Yeah. And you weren't even part of the groups?
Oh no.
That's
you just walked out and then, oh, what's going on? Boom.
Nah, like, man. He popped me and like there's like two things that went through my mind. Like one, I was like, why did I get hit? And two, I'm like, he thinks I'm Mexican. Fuck yeah. You know what I mean?
I never thought about it. I mean, I already knew you're Mexican, but you do have colored eyes. You do. You're
man. I got every skin, white name growing up, dude.
Honestly, I didn't think you're Mexican, man. To be honest,
really?
I thought you were white.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie.
It's fair though. Like, I
think it's
because
my girl, she's like white complected too, and like
for a second when you did this thing right here, I was like, oh, what's that got to do with race?
I was just thinking skin, you know, like fucking. But and she has green eyes, so like
But
like, I mean, I if you look at it, like look at fucking Canelo, dude.
Yeah,
he's a redhead.
You wouldn't think he's Mexican.
If you just seen him before he talked, you're like, oh, this guy's fucking
Canadian
he's white.
Or some
shit.
He's a white boy with a strong jaw.
Yeah, look at this Irish fella. It looks like McGregor's fucking cousin or something.
Oh yeah, Irish.
And then he starts talking, and you're like, oh shit, that fool is not related to McGregor. You know?
Wait, so does that mean that he has a soul?
I always heard that.
I don't know where that. I think it came from so. South Park. Where that came up.
Yeah, that was one of the funniest episodes, bro. That shit was hilarious.
There's so many things that, like, it's a proven fact that redheads actually withstand more pain than the average person.
Well, yeah, man. I think how much they get fucked with on the daily, dude. Yeah. Like,
but what is
pain?
That?
Because like, what do you mean pain? Like
literally, like physically pain. Like they're like. If, wow. If
is there like pretty pale and stuff too? So you're
but I, it's just something pretty genetic. It's a proven fact that if you're a redhead, you can withstand
that's
more
crazy.
Pain.
Yeah, I never thought of that. That's, kind of, that's crazy.
Wow. Yeah, I never really encountered too many redheads in my time, so yeah, I can't neither, even bro. I can't even compare.
But even at that, I guess just because I'm Mexican, I never looked at redhead like, oh, you're different. Like you know, like you know, I don't know.
I kind of do.
Yeah, I just gets all racist real quick. He's like, I kind of do look at redheads like they're not us.
Not
they're not a human being. Oh,
they're like a different species.
Hey, if you're a redhead, listen to this. No, I'm with you. I support everybody that's a redhead.
Yeah, me too. It's just because South Park, bro.
Yeah, South change your Park. Whole perspective.
Yeah, no, it's just funny, man. I don't know, but yeah.
When you sleep, do you sleep with the TV on, or do you have to have no noise? Do you have to have little noise?
I'll say I need some kind of noise mostly. I mean, like sometimes I'll be on YouTube and I knock out during a YouTube video or something.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, it's
shit.
A weird thing. For the longest time, I want to say 25 years of my life, I had to have a TV on. Mm. I had to. Now I have to have a fan on.
Hey.
Oh no, like, fan's automatic.
The
bro.
Fan noise makes like if it's dead silent, I can't go to sleep. I need to have a fan on. I don't know. Even if it's fucking cold, I'll throw the heater on. I need to,
and
like,
the fan on.
I need to, yeah, exactly. I need to have both of those noises going.
I can see
going.
My breath in the room, but I still need some kind of breeze.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's like a, I'm not claustrophobic. I don't think I'm claustrophobic, but like I feel like hyperventilating. Yeah. Like if I don't, like if I'm in a car driving somewhere, I need some kind of breeze. Mm-hmm. I can't do a drive without it.
I wonder if it's something like when we were younger, maybe like our parents would always play. Because I don't know, my little girl, I always keep the fan on too, and now she can't sleep without the fan. So I don't know if it's something like as growing up, you've always done it, so you just get so you get so used to it and shit. So it's
probably.
You can't.
I want
to
say it gets deep to the room.
I can't sleep without the fan on, bro, for sure. Like I start like thinking and shit, but when the fan on, it just feels like just.
But it's weird because there's also people that need silence. If they hear any type of like even like an ant. Walking or like crawling, or whatever, they'll wake
my
up.
Room.
Yeah,
somebody has to knock hard on the fucking door or on the wall.
I knock out like immediately, but I definitely need some type of noise. I think the only spot I sleep without any noise, no, because I sleep with the TV on hotels. I was gonna say hotels. I'll probably turn off everything.
You hear people clapping cheeks and shit,
bro. Yeah. That shit's so awkward. So I swear, bro. I recently fell asleep and I just keep hearing like them having sex, but it was just like faint though, and you just hear like I'm just like
yeah, you can be
awkward. And then I'm right there with my girl, like
you can be awkward all you want. I'll be yelling on the other side of the wall. I'm like, yell out Tony.
Yo, you be saying shit. It's not awkward, but it's just kind of like one of those things where it's like the little kid comes out. We're just like, oh my god, they're fucking having sex. Like,
yeah, you know? It's funny. Yeah,
but like
yeah.
Realistically, maybe like you know, like they might have heard us last night, you know, like so.
Honestly, know, bro, like whenever I go to a hotel, it's either because I'm like tired as shit and can't drive, so I get there and I fall right asleep, bro, or I'm at a fucking like Vegas or something and I just get super drunk and I just pass out. So I don't really think, you know, like think of like. Honestly, you're right. That's probably the only place I could sleep with nothing on, you know, just because, like...
That's a lot going on.
Yeah, a lot going on and stuff. Some people go to hotels just to, you know, go to the hotel and stuff. Handle business and
that's,
shit.
That's
so
where
that's,
they can bug in. Yep. That's why I feel like 9 times out of 10, the hotel room is probably, like, the worst. Like, that's where, like, it's the most filthiest. Like,
Like I don't sleep it. We bring our own sheets. I don't know if you guys do that.
Just like fuck. That's part of life, man. Like whatever fucking germs are on here is gonna make me tougher and survive the next.
Honestly,
COVID,
it's not
you know?
What bothers me is probably like bed bugs or something like that.
True.
Oh yeah, no. Like I said, bugs for me. But I'm going to bed. If I feel like something crawling on me, like if it's an ant,
stop
dude,
freaking out.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I'm awake. I'm
see,
because
in hotels, like the beds, like people fucking on them, it's like it's gonna happen. So you know it's. Yeah. Every bed in a hotel has probably been fucked on, you know? Yeah. That's reality, bro. But definitely. Like, just like to
every
me,
back
so,
seat
so,
too.
So yeah,
every back seat.
So mm-hmm. I don't think about that one, but like bed bugs and stuff like that for sure, bro. That's why I bring all that stuff.
So you said that you like cold. Do you like hot or cold weather?
Hot weather.
What?
I'm very bipolar.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Hey, it's Californian, man.
I mean, like, I can walk around topless. You know what I mean? Like, so I can adjust my body temperature. In the cold, if I start shivering, my back hurts, I'm not doing nothing.
Mm. I'll call out of work. Man, California.
You know what's weird? I'm starting to go to the hot weather because that's weed. I always love cold weather. Mm. But I've been noticing since I've been cold, I don't want to really do shit. But then when it's too hot, I don't want to do shit either. So I'm trying to find like a weird balance because I notice I make a bunch of excuses when it's super hot. But when it's super cold, I also bundle up and just want to chill too.
Well, I think that's the difference when you're in like when you're dating somebody or like you have like your knockdowns or something like that. Mm. Cold weather gives you an excuse to stay in. Yeah. You know, you don't have to go out. You know, you could just relax.
The same with stupid ass hot weather, bro. Like, because if I'm sweating like crazy, I don't want to be out in the sun. I just want to be in the AC, you know? AC. Like when you go to Vegas, the pool parties are popping, but then most of the time you're in the building with the AC, you know?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, true, because you're not supposed to be in a pool party the whole day.
Yeah,
you know?
True that.
No, like you're going to get out the water. Raisin, dude. Yeah, your fingers come out looking like raisins, dog. Like, nah.
Yeah. Do you sleep with your socks on?
I recently stopped doing
that.
What? Yeah. I used to like always keep my socks on. Like,
since a kid. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But like now it's like, oh, it actually has some type of different joy.
Yeah.
You know?
Doesn't it like feel like you could sleep better when you take your socks off? Doesn't it just like relieve you? I don't know.
But he said that he sleeps with the socks on now.
No, I used to.
Oh, you used to. Okay, good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what made you, were you like just too cold or what?
No, I just hate feet. I don't like feet at all. And,
isn't it weird that some people hate feet and some people love it?
Pay for that shit.
Dude,
huh?
I've seen, like, there's one time, shit, man. I was my girl at her friend's house and brought my cousin with me. And then my cousin, he's a kinky motherfucker. Like, man, I'll have to bring him onto this show to, you know, tell you all the ins and outs of absolutely anything that you would like to talk about. It doesn't have to be about sex. And, man, he just started, like, straight sucked on our friend's toes and
whoa shit.
I was like, dude.
Immediately?
Yeah, I was like, yo, you're wild.
And in front of everybody and shit, or what do you mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it wasn't like a lot of people, but it was just like,
yeah, still,
you know,
though.
Few
yeah,
people.
That's funny. Cool, man.
Kinky,
yeah,
man.
Some people
shout
are
out Antonio.
Some people are into feet, man.
Wait,
definitely.
Is that your cousin that we wait? Who's
oh
the
no,
guy?
That was my homeboy Mikey.
Oh, yeah. Mikey, he's cool as fuck.
Yeah, no,
I definitely want to like have a podcast with Mikey and you.
Cool. No, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, Mikey seemed like really cool. He's the one that makes music, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. He gets down too. I heard some songs.
For sure, a lot to talk about. Then cool, man.
Yeah, man.
What's your favorite fast food joint?
Fast food. Oh, you know what? I said this comparison before. Baker. If you're from the Inland Empire, Baker's is always gonna be have some kind of place in your heart.
Yeah.
It's like the In-N-Out of the Inland Empire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Better than In-N-Out sometimes.
Sometimes it is.
I think it's just because it has more options. But if you compared the burger.
And you
get
bacon
on the
burger.
True that.
They don't have bacon at In-N-Out.
Hey, but just imagine
if they
did.
And it's real bacon that they put on the burger.
At In-N-Out, you know it would be superior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
That's exactly what I always wonder. Why haven't they?
It's because the simplicity. That? Like, it's called In-N-Out. You come in, you want a burger, you want a triple, double, quad.
But
we'll give it to you. Get the fuck out.
Bacon,
you
know,
like, straight up.
Like, bacon shouldn't be
that's
that.
That's what a hamburger's all about.
It's just a simple thing. You want a burger? Come in. All right,
true.
Get out.
Yep. It's just
and think about it. That place is always popping. There's never a day where you go and it's just like empty.
Yeah,
like it's rare.
I fucking hate it. It's like Starbucks, bro.
Yeah, just but see, even at Starbucks, there's certain points. Like I find the point where it's like 2 p.m. is a good spot to go.
I recently started hating going to Starbucks. That's why I just make coffee at home now.
Yeah.
Unless like my girlfriend like orders it and brings it, then it's like, okay, cool. But aside from that, I fucking can't stand
it. See, but you can order ahead.
That's what happened fucking Thursday morning.
Took forever still.
Yeah, long story short, it was some bullshit that happened. Mobile order took over an hour.
Oh,
and
shit.
Put a gang of people in there. They had some kind of special thing going on for Starbucks that day.
I think it was like red cups or some shit like that.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah, red cups. And we're there, and people are getting frustrated. This one Karen inside there was like, oh, well, why don't I just pick up my coffee when it's ready? I don't know, tomorrow? And storms off. And I'm like, damn, this bitch mad.
What?
So, you know, I happen to be walking out when she's pulling out of her parking spot, and then I'm all waving her down, and she's like, what? I'm like, I think they're calling your name for your coffee. He goes, what name did they call out? I'm like, Karen. Oh,
damn.
That's hilarious, man.
Damn.
My mind and my humor gets me in trouble with a lot of things.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, she had that coming here.
And what'd she say?
Did she just, you know what I mean? Just took off. I never seen a white. I never seen a white lady peel without a black man nearby. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
That's crazy, bro. I don't think I said this already. What's your prized possession?
My dick.
No, yeah. I was like, that's shit. A really good price. Yeah.
Nah, it's a very small price. let's see. My most prized possession, dude. Oh man. You know, I honestly say like one of my chains I have on like under here. It's not an expensive chain, but like. It, you know, it brought a lot of
sentimental value.
Yeah, like has some good things behind it. So mm-hmm. you know, like I'm not gonna show the camera. They could wait on it. You know, it's it's a prized possession for a reason.
Definitely.
No,
yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No, but like, you know,
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
There's a big old diamond cube down there and shit. Man.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's just like one stud, and that's it.
Yeah. If you could be an animal, what would you be?
I'll be a liger.
Damn, dude, that's what okay.
Hey, but you might have a chance of having health issues, man.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And they can't. And they can't reproduce. I found out they can't reproduce.
They can't reproduce.
Yeah.
Hey, less child support money if you think about it.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of them are special ed too. Like they're actually.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You know a lot about ligers.
I looked them up and shit, man. I actually did.
Wait, do they really exist?
Yeah, man. Yeah. But they're not supposed to. It's scientifically.
Oh, yeah, no, scientifically. Yeah, but hybrids, so that's why they're retarded. So,
yeah.
My bad for my special people.
Even, you want to know something crazy? Even white, like snow tigers, you know, like white tigers?
Yeah.
They're not supposed to exist. Well, I don't know if they're supposed to exist, but they're actually crossbreeding.
They're not supposed to exist.
No, for reals, man. Yeah. Actually, they're not supposed to exist. I'm right. That's why they come out with a lot of deformities and shit, bro. Mm. Like, look that shit up. I'm serious. Like, all those cats that aren't real, like lions and tigers, are like crossbred from like scientists and shit, bro, over years, and they're not supposed to be, you know, so they have a lot of health issues, and they're actually like, not to be a dick, but they're retarded and shit, man, because
edit that out. No, I'm kidding.
some of them, yeah, you can.
Anything that's being said in this podcast, we're not gonna do no PC theme for you guys, okay? Right. Not on my episode.
Yeah.
Right. You're right.
If you feel offended, hey, there's so many other episodes you can watch.
You know, okay?
Exactly. This is annoying neighbors for a reason, bro.
I've said this before. I feel like we should definitely refix the whole meaning behind retarded, because I feel like actual special needs people, that's a special needs person. Like, that guy is not retarded.
But I meant to.
But this guy that's driving like an idiot on the road, that guy's fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, he's putting a bunch of people's lives in danger, cutting people off, zooming, where he's like, dude, you just moved two cars in front of me. You're fucking retarded. Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm. True.
But
people aren't ready for that.
It's like when girls call each other bitches, but like, you know, we can't call them bitch, or else it's a big problem.
Yo, you know what's a trip? I just thought about that recently. Isn't it crazy that back then that was a thing? Like, you would say bitch all the time. Like, this stupid, in front of them too. You'd be like, hey, bitch, give me my fucking drink. Mm-hmm. Like, a bunch of people would say that.
It's just like.
And now it's like, I mean, I never got into it because I know a lot of like females. So I'm like, why am I going to call them a bitch? You know, like.
But like, it's just like when we're younger, how many times have you said gay or fag to your homie or just in general?
Edit that out.
Because back in the day, everybody would say gay and fag. And now you say that. And
they'll be like, that's gay.
You're the most worst person in the world, man.
You don't seem funny.
And even though you don't mean it, like, you know, like, it's everything's
just
changed.
It's just like saying, like,
crazy.
Oh, you punk. And, it's just small things.
It was a different meaning, back then.
But just like retarded, like I said, back in the day when you say it now, like in the movies, they say it all the time, bro.
Yeah.
And now it's just, if you say it, you're just a fucking horrible person, bro. And it's like, even if you don't mean it like that, but everybody automatically thinks you mean it like that. It's
that's why we just got demonetized.
Man. Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Hey,
how do you like your steak?
My steak, shit in my stomach, dude. I don't know how to order steak.
No.
I barely order steak.
Oh, you don't eat that much?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not really in those restaurants to be having that, you know, so.
Wait, what was your favorite home, fast food? What'd you pick?
Oh, I mean,
I think we riffed off. So you're saying Baker's?
Baker's is up there, but, like, you know, like, I eat anything, really.
Okay.
Except pickles. Fuck pickles.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Recently, I got into pickles because of my girl. I still can't do tomatoes.
Hey, leave her.
No, dude, I used to
my
hate
girl
pickles.
Loves pickles, and
bro,
she knows don't ever mention it to me.
I used to hate pickles. I'm telling you, like, if that burger had pickles on it, I don't want it. I don't want that fucking flavor, whatever it left behind, because it's, you know, vinegar. It's soaking in vinegar. So it leaves that fucking nasty smell. I don't want it. Now I can eat a pickle because I was so intrigued. Why isn't my girl that, like, she loves pickles? So I said, fuck it, I'm going to try it without my, like, ignorance, I guess you could say. Like, me being like, fuck pickles. I tried it, and I liked it. Mm. It was weird. I still can't, like, have a bunch, but I can handle, like, two pickles on a burger.
But
I'm trying to say, it's pretty.
I can only eat on a burger as well.
It's pretty interesting what the brain can do. Because I swear to God, growing up, I'm the same way you're answering it, that's how it was. But now I can eat a pickle.
Yeah. No matter how much weed I smoked in my prime, pickles never been pleasing to me.
Yeah.
I was a very picky eater before I smoked weed.
Same.
And then once I smoked weed, I started, you know, trying everything. But pickles are still definitely a no-go.
It's weird. But, like, I'll tell you this. The only time I really enjoy a pickles is on a pastrami sandwich. It's a good blend with the mustard and everything. Try it next time. Take it out. Just eat it with the open. Because there's been times where I ate something. I'm like, damn, this is good. And I realized halfway through there's pickles. And I'm like, how am I going to say, like, oh, what? At first I was like, oh, I'm going to take it. Like, man, I can't believe. And then I was like, wait, I just said that it was good.
You say
Yeah.
What about cucumbers?
Oh, those are fire. They're always going to be fire. It's the vinegar. Yeah, like the vinegar. Crazy.
Just something that's overwhelming. That's it. That's all it is.
It's like a weird, like,
pickles all overwhelming.
My kid loves them. I don't know how, but.
Do you like dogs or cats? Wait, did you finalize that answer with the animal, with liger, or were you going to pick something else?
Oh, yeah, no. Screw the liger. Yeah, I was only joking when I said that one. But, animal, dude, shit. It's either between a monkey or a lone wolf.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean.
Why a lone wolf?
What kind of monkey, though? Gorilla?
Damn, he got huge.
I know.
I'm a chimpanzee.
Nah, oh, man. Bamboo. Specifics, man. I'll say, like, an Apu.
I don't even know what the fuck. Oh, okay. I was like, I don't even know what the fuck that is. Yeah.
They're real fast, man. They're sneaky.
Shit. They're really strong. Monkeys are really strong.
I'm actually not fast at all. Yeah. Not at all.
Yeah,
very slow.
But why'd you say a lone wolf?
Ah, dude. Well, I mean, for most of my life, I was an only child. So, like, you know, I never really. And anytime I work on something, like, I'm that's not that I'm prideful to not ask for help or nothing, but I just feel weird asking for help.
Yeah, definitely.
So when people offer it, I'm like, dude, this is weird. I'm gonna take it, but dang, this is weird. And then, like, I don't know how to, like, act sometimes. Like, I'm not a problem, but it's like, I'm not as comfortable as I want to be. Yeah. But I'm used to doing things on my own, though.
Yeah, so you feel like lone wolf would be, like, I feel that because I feel like I was in a wolf pack where I had a bunch of people. Because I always relate to a wolf, but recently I've been, like, drifting to crows. Something about crows are fascinating.
Well, you do know if a flock of crows keep on, you know, going on your path, no matter where you're going, it's supposed to be like some kind of like omen.
Oh,
saying
really?
That like, oh, excuse me, you're saying good. That like a new chapter of your life is going to be coming around.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I try not to think too deep of things, but like some of those things is like, okay, I'll take it into consideration, but I'm not going to be like so like skeptic or search for things like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
That's why I like numbers, you know, angelic numbers. Same thing.
You do like numbers? What's your favorite number?
69.
Are you serious?
Mine
too,
man. Damn, dude. It's man, there's like so many numbers. When I gamble, 19 is definitely one of mine. But the threes, I love the threes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the triple twos. Mm-hmm.
Two.
Yeah, my favorite number is 22.
Yeah,
so everything two, yeah. It just I specifically asked out my girl. Not only is it the last day of Day of the Dead.
February. Oh, shit.
Originally, I was going to do that. 2222. Mm-hmm. I was going to do that. But then I just felt like it wasn't the right timing. She just gave me a sign where I was like, maybe it's too soon. So I waited till 11-2-2020. So it's like all those twos right
That's
there.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
And
oh, okay,
it's like, and she's fat. She loves Day of the Dead. So, like, schools and all that, like, Halloween shit.
Mm.
So, it was just the last day of the Day of the Dead. So, I was like, this is just fits perfect.
You know? That's
it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But numbers, yeah. Recently, I got into numbers. 22 has always been my favorite. It's my lucky number. So, that's why I thought it was pretty cool that you said that.
999 is mine, for sure.
999? You got 99 problems?
99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
You said?
No, 999.
999?
Yeah.
Mm. What are you obsessed with right now?
What am I obsessed with right now?
Yeah, it can be anything: drinking, smoking. Man, I don't even know.
Porn is in there no more.
Yeah, it's an addiction, man.
Oh, okay, that's not an obsession. Yeah,
like right now, I'm obsessed with like Modern Warfare. I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty, so I got obsessed with gaming again. So what's your obsession right now that you just like? You can be even scrolling through TikTok or something.
Yeah, honestly, my obsession right now is learning literally random shit. Okay. If it's something random or something I never thought about, or if I did, but like never did nothing with it.
Yeah.
And like I just happened to come across something with it, then it's like boom, I'm like rabbit holes.
I got a question for you. I feel like you're kind of like me, man. I feel like do you just like look up like just like on YouTube? Are you always on YouTube?
Yeah.
Do you always like look up just like random shit, like war shit, just like no, just like random ass, like you'll be on some war shit and then you'll just like click up something else that's like a rabbit hole, just like different, like always on some like different knowledge, you know, always learning new shit, bro, and like just like always watching shit, not like that. Comedy shit, just like actual like shit, man, like
real life
like
shit.
Yeah, it's happening and shit, like history shit, you know, all kinds of shit,
history,
man.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah,
any kind of history.
You're big on history.
That's cool.
Yeah,
man.
Like what's it called, I like I just like knowing, like, you know, things. It's like kind of like finding origins of like words, like, you know, just like we talked about earlier with retarded, you know what I mean, like people, that was just something to be rude to call someone slow.
Yeah,
that they didn't mean it like directly towards a special needs kid, but like now that's being placed into things.
Yeah,
you know, it's just like I like to know things before going into it. It's like calling someone a hoe for sleeping with, like, having a one night stand for one time a month, and like, oh, you're a hoe. It's like, no, not at all. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, if you're getting ran down on like twice a week, whatever. Okay, yeah. You know, maybe a little hoe
and all that.
You know, but hey, everyone, I'm a big person on what's it called? Do as you please. You know, if it makes you happy, hey, do your thing.
Yeah, fuck what anyone says, bro.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
I feel like that's a cool little introduction. Does that feel good? Because like I never know.
Hell.
Yeah,
yeah.
I never know if those questions
are.
It's literally a new thing.
That's all, man.
Loosen it up.
He didn't know if he wanted to do it. I said it was a good idea, man.
Yeah, because I only did it once before the guy before. And that was at, like, shout out to Jeremy. You know, fuck everybody here. Clothing brand, check it out. And yeah, you're the second person I've done that with, so I kind of don't know if it's something I'm gonna continue with, but I feel like it's kind of fun because then we kind of riffed off, you know. So
I mean, I think it's solid. I like
it.
Hell yeah.
Cool. Asking a fellow podcaster. So if you guys don't know already, you know, he has his own podcast, and if you don't know, I mean, obviously it's Tony Oddball, you know, and it's Odd Conversations.
Yeah, an Odd Conversation.
And Odd, yeah.
Yeah, so, sponsored by Mango Kart.
Where could you find the podcast?
YouTube and soon on streaming services. I've been telling people, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get on streaming services, but, you know,
streaming services? What do you mean by that? Like Spotify?
Apple Music, okay. Spotify.
Is there a certain reason why you haven't done that yet?
Yeah, I get procrastinate and I'm lazy.
Okay.
That's my problem.
So I've been using Buzzsprout. And that kind of does it for me. Once you upload it, it goes to all the, but you have to pay a service fee. Like,
yeah.
$20 or something.
This is not bad at all.
Yeah, yeah. Just to go, it goes on like Google, like other shit. So I recommend Buzzsprout.
See, like what, like I just look at a couple, you know, of those what do they call it? Like outlets, you know, or like some kind of agency or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But basically, that, you know, they take care of all that for you.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I want to find the one that's going to benefit me the most, as you know, because I'm not, you know, like. Because I already have enough confidence that this is going to grow into something big. So I'm not worried about, like, oh, what's going to spread the name faster. It's more like, what's going to get me paid more?
Yeah.
That's what I'm more.
Buzzsprout, I think they also have a thing where if you get a certain amount of, like, downloads, you can also get, like, sponsors.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Or monetized through their platform.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're getting, like, 1,000 views or something, or listens on Apple, I think they will start giving you money.
Yeah.
So I would look. I don't get that many views or listens yet, but I would look into that if I were you. I'll probably send you a link or something.
No, hell yeah. No, I'm definitely going to be looking into it a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, as of right now, I'm barely getting things back into gear with an Odd Conversation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay, we talked about it briefly on the quick interview I did, but, like, you know, this is a cool little full podcast. I love this shit. I love sitting down
full
with guests.
Full detail.
Yeah, exactly. So why don't you go ahead and start, like, with, like, how you got into podcasting and when did you start, like, doing it? Because I know you said you you thought about it and then you didn't fully do it till like a certain time.
Yeah, I mean, well, because you know, this is after high school, everyone's already like, you know, going to college for whatever they want. I never really thought about, you know, like what I'm gonna do, whatnot. Mm-hmm. But
and
then,
how old are you?
I was like 18.
Okay,
like 18 or so, and then eventually.
But right now you're what?
I'm 29 now.
Okay, we're both. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're 93 babies.
Yeah, 93 till infinity, baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So it wasn't until like one of my cousins asked me like, "Well, like, what is it that you want to do?" And then I'm like, "I don't know." Like, you know, because you know, I always say it's like asking, like, "What do you do for fun?" Like everything just goes out of your mind.
Yeah.
And but my answer is always music. Like, "Oh, I like music." And then he goes, "Well, like, what would you like to do? I mean, like, there's this type of job here. There's this type of job. You know what I mean? You could do X, Y, Z." And then he kind of showed me the way that's like, well, if this is where you want to be at, you could do all these things that surround it. Mm-hmm. And then now you got your foot in the door. And exactly. Then from there, you could be acknowledged. Mm-hmm. And so on and so forth. And then, you know, I used to always talk about music. And then a coworker from Knott's Berry Farm told me, like, "Oh, you should be on the radio. You know a lot." And I was like, "Huh, ching, ching."
Yeah,
I was
like,
"Cool, even better."
Light bulb.
Yeah, so I wanted to do that. Then once, like, you know, throughout the years, you know, radio started dying out more and more.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're like, how the fuck am I going to be a radio host?
Yeah, and that was until I think I came, because I used to be in love with, you know, Ricky Martinez, which is also known as Letty from the Brown Bag podcast. And, you know, but I fell in love with her without
even
seeing her face.
My bad. I don't even want to cut you off.
Yeah.
But her man is made our logo.
Oh, George.
George Pinochet? Yeah.
That's crazy.
He made do you have the
George, no, do yeah. not beat my ass.
he made the No Neighbors logo.
I moved on, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But how'd you get obsessed with her? Does she do like YouTube or something?
Well, I just remember like looking up like, okay, well, like if I'm gonna get my foot in the industry, I have to know like who's in the scene right now.
Who's and in the scene?
Yeah, find out who's prior, because of, you know, how the Howard Sterns, the Big Boys, all these things.
Yeah, Joe Rogan.
And then I heard her interviews with like other rappers that I liked at the time.
Oh wow, so she was doing interviews back. Okay, mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, and I was like, dude, like she's smart as fuck.
Uh-huh.
Like she knows the correct answers to ask certain artists.
It's a special skill. People don't know that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about it. Like, that's the reason why on my podcast, I don't ask the same question that you could hear anywhere else. And if I do, I tell them straight from the very beginning and say, hey, let's get this obvious questions out the way before we get in depth.
Yeah. It's kind of hard because, like, I want you to obviously continue, but one of the hardest things is, like, how do you ask, like, questions when people already know, like, what they do? You know, like, how do you keep it more interesting?
Well, I mean, like, for instance, like, for yourself right here, I'm like, when it comes to annoying neighbors, like, what's an annoying neighbor experience you've had? Mm-hmm. Whether you were the one being an annoying neighbor or another person.
Yeah.
You know, you could do something like that. And then let's say, like, for instance, super into Modern Warfare. Cool. You're going to mm-hmm. somehow try to correlate the two together. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have to kind of, like, do your research.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I've been noticing, because I also want them to tell their story, because I know it's like some people just want to tell their story, and I'm like, damn, I kind of want to like ask random questions, but you seem like you want to like tell your life story, so I'm just like, all right, fuck it, go for it, you know?
Oh, shit, man.
Yeah.
No, too many times watching like La Bamba, Goodfellas, and so like the storytelling aspect is kind of, got inherited from doing that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So watching those movies left and right,
mm-hmm.
you know? But, but like I said, so, I remember listening to her interviews, and then eventually, like, I was like, okay, like, what, you know, like, what does this bitch look like? You know what I mean? Like, I gotta see what she looks like.
Oh, you didn't even see?
I didn't even know what she looked like.
Wow, mm-hmm. Okay.
It's the same effect I have with Nipsey. I listened to Nipsey's interviews before his music.
Oh, wow.
And I became a Nipsey fan before listening to his song.
Yeah, All Money and Recipes, mm-hmm. yeah.
It's because of the way you're talking, yeah.
Yeah, well, because they actually had something more to offer than just entertaining. Yeah. Like, they actually had something to bring, to live with.
Nipsey's mm-hmm. actually one of the reasons why I moved out here.
Yeah.
Like, he just kept saying it, like, you just gotta go hard. And it was someone I related to, because he was like, just like, he was like a hood ass fool, but then he was like all about like his like money, like that's what business I wanted first, like business, yeah, yeah. Like, and everything he said, I was just like, man, that's some fucking deep shit.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he definitely influenced me to move.
Rest in peace, Nip.
Yeah,
yeah,
man.
I definitely cried when he fucking passed away.
I got choked up. I'm not gonna cry.
Yeah,
but like, I choked up. Yeah. Oh no, I cried with Mac. I cried. I shed a tear for Mac.
Yeah. Like, see, man, I didn't really listen.
Rest in peace, Mac, man.
You know, mm-hmm. like, yeah, RIP. But I never really listened to him.
I would because
I didn't know much about him like I did Nipsey. That's why I definitely cried with Nipsey.
Well, I think it because for me is like I listened like when I got into hip hop, like I literally went from the ground up, like underground up to the Mount Rushmore.
That was a good era to listen to music.
Everything up till now.
Yeah.
And so I'm burping a lot, man. The mango cry gets me all gassy.
Yeah, that's how I was at first.
I'm drinking coffee and beer, dude. I'm feeling my
stomach.
That's
what I was telling you. I was like, man, your stomach must be strong as fuck.
Have you ever had the coffee buzz balls before?
No.
Dude, don't do it.
No.
That's the one flavor that's so nasty. The one flavor is just nasty. Everything else you can withstand it, but that's nasty.
Yeah, that don't sound like a good time at all, man.
It kind of does. I mean, like, if you drink.
Like it.
Coffee and alcohol, like yeah. it's a cool mix. But
would you pour some of that into your coffee?
But see, this is beer. Like if you pour like some whiskey in my coffee, yeah.
But are you drinking that at the same time you're drinking this?
Yeah, but that's He's the buzz balls is alcohol, right? It's not like beer.
Oh, just straight. It's just like looks like a tennis ball. You pop that thing open. Mm. And some people just like chill with it. I pound it because
you got to.
Oh, buzz balls. Okay, they just have a coffee flavor. I know what you're talking about. They have like different flavors.
It looks like chocolate
shit.
Milk that you get from like elementary school. The one in the bag, it's like that same color.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah. But it's nasty. Don't do it.
They have this. I think it's called Kahula or something like that.
Yeah.
That's like a chocolate alcohol too.
Yeah, that's like coffee. Really yeah, they put that good with coffee. But going back to your story, how you started.
Oh, yeah.
So you were watching Lethe.
So I was watching Lethe, and then that's when I found out, because she left Power 106. And then then she was on the Brilliant Idiots podcast with Charlamagne Tha God and the Schultz. And then it said Lethe, but I seen a thumbnail of her face. So I'm like, that looks like Ricky. That looks like Ricky Martinez. Hold on.
Yeah.
Clicked on it, and then she said, oh, yeah, like that was a name that just gave me. So now I could just be Lethe. Cool.
So wait, like, so they used to call her Ricky?
Yeah, Ricky Martinez. I don't know why. Maybe it's just to try to have like a unique name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because like when you're attractive and you're in media, you want to have some kind of niche. So maybe they just thought to add a little spice on it. I don't know. So
I didn't know that. Yeah, that's crazy. That's fascinating.
So after seeing that interview and seeing that they only put up clips, but they offered the full podcast, that's when I learned about podcasting. And then I was like, start listening to it on the daily. And then I'm like, you know what? Maybe I could just do a podcast until I get radio attention, and then I could like work out some kind of deal, just like long term hypothetical thinking. And then eventually, I'm like, podcast money seems to be where the real money is at.
Yeah.
So I decided
sponsors and all that.
Yeah, like even the podcast that I have right now, like this, I'm only doing this until like gets me enough money to pay all my bills and live comfortable, or it's gonna lead me into better opportunities.
What do you mean? What are you doing to? You talking about podcasting?
When was the last time you podcast?
Shit. Well, that's also where the laziness kicked
We'll go to that right now because it's going to lead up to that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you got into it. You said you're going to do it. So what was the experience when you first like, all right, I need to fucking like get these cameras. Like what was all that? I want to know that.
Shit. iPhones.
Yeah. Oh, it was shot through iPhones. Wow.
Everything was iPhones. And then, what's it called? And then I had like this one dude.
What kind of iPhone?
I think at that time it was like maybe like a 4 or 5 or 6 or something.
Okay.
Something around there.
Yeah.
That's the one with like the little ring where you can put your finger and it scans it. Right?
I don't think that was there.
No, I think that was like 8, right?
That's 7.
Eight.
I think that's 7.
Seven,
well, because
6, I couldn't do that either.
It was my very first interview I did was December 2015.
Okay.
And that was with Don Criss from the Buffet Boys.
Okay.
You know, so like,
where was
this
at? Riverside?
This is in LA. This is actually after a Suicide Boys show.
With the Buffet Boys? Oh, okay. Like Nick and all them?
Mm-hmm.
And how'd you get that like situated? Like you just went backstage or what was
that's
like?
That's another funny once again, shout out to Antonio for this one. But me and him went to go to this Ham on Everything show. They just posted a flyer the day of, and we happened to find the address to get there. It was the Underachievers headlining, Denzel Curry, Puya,
I
think
Nacho
Picasso or something.
And this is 2015?
Yeah, that's 2015.
Fuck, dude, that's dope like time prime. Of music.
Yeah. Dude, oh man, it was amazing. Like, honestly, if you ask me personally, that's like my personal like playlist right there.
Yeah.
Because you had like ASAP Mob.
Man, when they rock dude. Coming out hard, dude.
Yeah, ASAP sure. Mob, TDE was just popping off. You had like the Beast Coast movement.
Absol and all them, J-Rock. Yeah,
dude. Yeah. Shout out to Absol, man.
Yeah, Absol's dope. I heard his new song? Came out.
Do Better.
Nice. Do Better. Get on it. I got it. That thing's hard, bro.
Yeah, you have to really get into that.
You went there with your homie Antonio?
Oh, that's my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And
cousin?
So we went, and you know, we watched Puya do his set. Cool time. Denzel pretty much owned the night, and then afterwards, Undertubers went on. But Don Chris was like so like turned up, whatever. He was in the crowd moshing. Go back out on stage. He tried to get on top of a speaker, but the speaker tilted over.
Oh fuck!
And I'm in the back. My cousin's like in the front.
Jesus!
Shout out to Mango Cart. Anyways, so the speaker falls and he lands on some people. I'm like, oh dang, that sucks. You know, whatever, right? After the show's over, I find my cousin. He goes, hey, do you see that fool fucking fall on me? I'm like, what?
Oh,
he's
oh,
like,
shit.
Yeah. Like, he, like, straight up knee dropped me. Boom. Oh. Like, if I didn't have those drinks, that would have fucking hurt.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. So we're walking out.
Lawsuit.
I didn't know that was Don Chris that fell on him. So we happened to cross paths. I'm like, oh, hey, yeah, what up, Chris? You know, just saying what's up. You know, just like one of those fans. And then he's like, oh, how's it going? And then all of a sudden, my cousin comes up. Like, you're the one that fucking knee dropped me off the speaker. He's
yeah.
Like, oh shit, I did? What?
Yeah.
We all just started laughing, talking.
Nice.
And then I mentioned the idea of doing a podcast. I didn't even do any podcast at the time.
Yeah.
And then
you just threw it out random, like, hey man, I'm thinking about doing a podcast. It'll be cool to have you on.
I didn't even get to finish that part.
Oh no.
He was like, oh, he pulls his phone out. Hey, I'm trying to get the interview with you. I think just because they're still making a name for themselves. So he was like, oh, like any kind of publicity, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay, sure.
And this is 2015, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then shortly after, we went to, what's it called? We went to a Suicide Boy show, the first LA show. And then we met up afterwards with Tyler Grosso. And, you know, we got a quick interview in. And I think if you look, comparing to how it is back then to now, I'm like, oh, dude, I was a nervous ass, like, you know,
so,
kid.
So that was like, you did live, like, interviews. That was like the first, like, engagement of podcasting, right?
Yeah.
There. Damn. Mm-hmm. So you said you're super nervous. I can only imagine because it's your first time. So you're probably just thinking to yourself, like, what do I even say? Like, you don't want to say nothing generic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at that time, like, you know, like, of course, there's so many other questions I wanted to do, but
yeah.
I wasn't prepared. I didn't write these things down. Mm. It's like, you know, when you, it's like talking to a girl that's like very pretty and then you forget anything that's interesting to say.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh wow, you know, you get nervous.
Yeah.
And so
do you remember what the interaction was?
I think at first he was just like, all right, let's get this shit over with type of energy.
Oh shit.
But you know, I don't blame him. I mean, think about how, like, if you're already making a name for yourself and you're already across the country,
do you know where you at? Is it, can we find this?
Yeah,
if you
YouTube.
Looked it up.
Yeah, it's on the YouTube page, you know?
Okay.
But like, it was under like the old like interviewing like name. It was like, why not TVLA?
Shout out your YouTube page again.
It's gonna be An Odd Conversation or like underscore Tony Oddball, you know what I mean? Like, you'll be able to find it there.
Sweet.
But this was something else. What was it called?
Why Not TVLA.
Why Not TVLA?
That's already like a crash and burn.
Yeah.
Run.
But that's what you started with.
But the videos are on the same channel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got to look those up. I didn't know that.
But after that, I got in touch with JK the Reaper, which is from Denzel Curry's camp.
Sick.
And I did not expect for him to hit me back. And he hit me back. And
So you DM'd him on Instagram? Or
SoundCloud, actually.
SoundCloud. Wow. Yeah.
Because I know Denzel announced
the
tour. He was on the lineup, and then I was like, oh well, why not take a shot in the dark? I left my number. He texted me, and you know, he's like, hey, I'm down for that interview in LA. And I was like,
sick.
Oh snap. So of course, another cousin. Mind you, this is how you know I'm Mexican, when I have so many damn cousin stories.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I had him because he's the biggest fan of him at the time. So I was like, yeah, sure, but I need your help. You need to record it. I'll buy your ticket. And so that was a good one. That's the most viewed interview I ever had.
Oh yeah,
man! You should have kept going.
This is
had a couple famous guys on there, man. Imagine
for real,
if you just
exactly,
kept hitting, dude. If especially because you had them already, they would have put the word out, man. And you could have got some more interviews, maybe, man.
It really was how it was, because like even then, like there's like few people that like I was really like, you know, like I kicked it with them a couple times that are like still like doing things in the scene.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the name dropper like that.
No,
I'm just naming it out.
These fucking names.
Not doing that. Yeah, that's like the guy that wants to brag about all like oh yeah, it's like I drove this type of car before. I've been here. It's like, oh cool.
Yeah,
but,
humble.
You know,
humble, man. Cool.
Yeah, like I'd rather it come to life and then we could talk about like, oh man, we tried to do this interview like years ago. you know. So you know, that's I think I like that experience a little more.
The most viewed video that you have is under Why Not, what is it called again?
Why Not TV?
Why LA. Not TV LA?
And how long were those? Like, oh, you said 2015, right?
Yeah, that was like 2016 for that one. Yeah.
Okay, so when'd you okay?
Like after the full transition.
Yeah. So did you do any more interviews or was that just a couple?
Yeah, like? I did a good couple interviews afterwards. But then like I got into a relationship. You know how like you know
slow down a little bit.
Well, not even slow down. Like, I was just gullible, and you know she was just like, well, think about it, like you know like what are you really gonna do for a job? You know I had that type of response, and I was like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, you might be right. And then I pretty much quit right there.
Damn. And then, it happens.
Yeah, exactly. But then, you know, that already happened. We broke up. Cool. I started doing my own thing. Quarantine happened. And then everybody in the house that I was living with cousins.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they all were working on something on the side. One of them was doing TikTok for fun. Another one was making music. The other one was doing online tutoring. So everyone was working on something. And I was like, well, maybe I could just do this just to, like, you know, bypass time.
Yeah, yeah.
And, man, everybody was ready to work during quarantine. Because, you know, Chewy, shout out to Chewy from Sacramento. And, you know, he makes really great music. He, you know, he does very well with his music for sure. And, you know, he put something up on Twitter saying, like, oh, you know, like, I really want to work with people who really want to work with me and blah, blah, blah. So I just DM'd him at seven in the morning. And he hit me back like 30 minutes later. Like,
yeah,
I'm down. And I was like, oh shit. Well, how am I going to do this? You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't have a name no more because I don't want to do Why Not TV LA no more.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I don't have anything ready, but I know this is a great opportunity. I'm not going to let this pass by. So from there, you know, we started the podcast and I told him, straight up, I don't have an introduction. But you know, my name is Tony Oddball, and this is an odd conversation, and with a special guest, blah blah blah. And then eventually, I'm like, you know, that don't sound too bad. You know, like fucking intro. That's the intro. You know, like just small stuff.
Yeah.
And then after doing that one, boom.
So
start taking.
He
off.
Said he's from Sacramento. He came by to do the interview, or
oh no, this is actually over FaceTime.
Oh okay, yeah, this, okay.
This is like a month after quarantine. Came yeah, into
yeah,
effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay, that's cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's it. So why do they call you Tony Oddball?
Oh, I'm weird, dude. I'm totally weird.
So you always had that name, like growing up?
Well,
just having odd conversations.
Yeah, I've been called an oddball a good amount of times around that time specifically. And then eventually I was like, you know, like Tony Oddball. I was like, it don't sound too bad. Like you have Joey Badass, so yeah, I don't see Joey what's up Badass, with Joey with Tony Oddball.
Got, like, all kinds of crazy names, man.
No,
yeah,
but like
Oddball
that
has
rings.
A nice yeah. Mm-hmm. I was about to say that. Yeah, it has a nice ring to it.
Well, that or Tony
I'm actually surprised you didn't do odd conversations first. That it just sounds perfect. The odd.
It just happened. Like,
yeah, odd conversations. I like that.
Yeah, it just happened all right there. Like I don't plan things out. I can't sit down and write like
spontaneous
ideas.
Yeah.
I have to be doing something, and the ideas come.
Yeah.
So that's why in the middle of the interview, right when the interview started, I'm like, okay, let's just try this for now. Whatever, throw it away, and eventually I'm like, all right, let's get back here real quick.
Yeah.
That's crazy that you did the FaceTime. How'd you? So like, I've always been curious. When you do the FaceTime interview, how does that work? Like, do you feel like it's not natural in a sense? Or how does that feel?
The energy is totally different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why I was surprised when you said FaceTime.
Yeah, well, I mean, because you have to remember, like, everybody still wants to pursue what they want.
Yeah.
And so they're a lot of people are willing to do whatever it takes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was thinking, like, well, this is something for now.
Mm-hmm.
And once quarantine lifts up, cause I didn't think it was going to be that long. So I was like, okay, once it lifts up, then we could go ahead and
yeah, it was supposed to be a couple months, and then it became fucking like 2 years, damn it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so I was like, all right, well, you know, we can do something like small for now, and then, you know, when the world opens up, concerts start going off again, cool, I'm going to go meet up with these people, connect, and then, you know, we're going to, you know, help each other out, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Yeah, cool, yeah.
So that was the original plan.
So you did a good amount of FaceTime interviews or?
Yeah. I did a lot of those. And then when my first in-person one was with Triz. You know, shout out Triz. Really good music right there. And
what year was this when you did the actual first interview?
2020.
Like in person? Okay, it was the same year?
Yeah, same year, like just like 6 months down the line. Yeah. And we ended up getting an interview in. and the internet, the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Totally different from just FaceTime.
Yeah, yeah, because you're actually there. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, they kind of pick up on your energy. Like, okay, like he makes me feel comfortable, and vice versa. All right, cool. Now let's talk. You know, being in front of the camera actually does get you nervous, though.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean,
you bet, man.
Yeah, you gotta just kind of forget it. Like right now, I just fucking just remember we're recording. Mm. I zoned out. Like.
But that's the best part about doing a podcast.
Exactly. Yeah.
When you don't think you're doing a podcast or you forget all about it, hey, you're doing your job right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You get into it, you know, you just forget.
Like, yeah.
That's how I am the whole time. I just literally forgot you're fucking recording.
But this is off instinct now. Like, because I have to press the button to pan the
cameras. That's what I was like, wondering what you were doing.
Sometimes I forget. So sometimes it's stuck on my face while you're talking or yours, but. I try my best to fucking go back.
Now, can you like edit it later?
I could, but it just takes too long.
I hate editing too. Yeah. That's also another reason why I procrastinate on shit.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna start asking. So, you got into podcasting, you know, switched the names. That's cool that you did the live. I didn't know the live thing because that's kind of hard. That's a different. Talent in itself because you got to be like how you said you kind of I guess you work off that you just said that so
Wait,
you
so
probably
you,
like
you see
that
yourself
shit.
Doing that again
yeah, oh yeah
yeah that well stuff. I mean it's like what we talked about when we did that first interview at Thought Fest
yeah
where like dude I got shut down by girls so often so if someone didn't want to talk to me I'm cool with that you know like I did that didn't bother me one bit and so
can't let it
you know exactly but it's also like you know, you learn how to communicate better every single time.
Sick.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, networking and stuff like that, like, it's cool because I come with, like, all love, you know what I mean?
Was that your first time back to doing live interviews?
Yeah.
In a cool minute, like a year or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Years. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, like, even before that, going back to what he said earlier, when was the last time you did the podcast? Because you said you took a little break.
Yeah, that was actually last year.
Okay.
Last year was it, with Will Evans.
Will Evans was the last one?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Why is that? Because you say you kind of procrastinate, you kind of...
Well...
What was the whole reason taking that year break?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you know, being from the Inland Empire and stuff, and being stationed in, you know, the IE Riverside and stuff like that, how many people are going to come out here?
Yeah.
You know?
I feel that.
And, like, you can't be upset. You can't blame them.
I don't blame them at all. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go to L.A.
Shit.
Like, when I do go to L.A. to do an interview, I'm like, oh, my God, I got to drive an hour and a half because of traffic. And I'm like, I just got to plan ahead. But I have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to drive out here. Like, the times, dude, shout out to Pretty Papes and shout out to, like, Dan Ganja. Those fools that drove to my podcast,
hey,
I was like, whoa.
Those two right there. Yeah, I gotta get that one going for sure.
Dude, he's cool as fuck, and the people that all drove out to just do a podcast that are not local, dude, I appreciate it so much. I always feel so bad.
Mm.
Like, even my co-hosts will be like, dude, who cares? Like, if they want to do it, come. I'm like, nah, dude, like, I want them to, like, want to come. Like, doing that hour drive, some people are just like, man, what the fuck am I doing?
Because some people just... you know, sometimes just doing the putting the work in, it just kind of gets frustrating, you know?
Yeah.
That's why, like, even for me, like, you know, like, for a majority of an odd conversation, it's only been me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When we had a studio going, shout out to Detour and CJ Ashley, they offered their studio to me.
Mm.
And, you know, originally they were saying for free. But every time I did, like, some kind of, you know, interview there, like, I'd always, like, kick down some money.
Yeah.
But
I love.
Yeah. You know, it's just... you know, I know how it is to, you know, spend money or spend a lot of time perfecting something and still working on something and not get paid for it.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know,
this is a hobby right here in a sense, you know?
But they show nothing but love. And I'm like, yo, like, and let alone they're very skilled at what they do. So I'm like, yeah, they need to have more attention. So definitely I'm going to go ahead and definitely, you know, be
Kick
promoting
down.
Them for that one, dude. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, we have people drive out to the studio.
Yeah.
You know, but a lot of them weren't too far.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
So
what made you, like, did you realize something when you were doing it where you're like, man, like, the people I want, they're too far away. I don't want to drive there. They don't want to drive here. Then you just took
a
break?
I'm all for mobile. I'll drive.
Yeah?
Like, because it's like a concert in the car.
Yeah.
You know, and plus, like, you get energized. So when you're energized and you're talking to somebody, like, hey, you already have, like, an uplifting, you know, energy to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I need to stop saying energy. It's starting to be too much.
I just barely realized. I just heard it right now. But so, like, that year break, what was that, though? Like, you just were trying to find yourself? What was that like?
Dude, I'm not going to front whatsoever, dude. It was just pure irresponsibility, like, mm-hmm. all my bullshit type of thing. Drinking heavy. Okay. You know, and, you know, that's why I'm, like, just moderately drinking now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least, you know, I never been one to be a stupid drunk or nothing like that. But, like, it got to a point where, like, I wouldn't be aware of what I'm doing. Like, I'm consciously there, but, like, I don't see the bigger picture of, like, oh, shit, hey, this could be disrespectful.
Yeah.
Or, oh, man, you're looking like a fucking idiot. Mm. You know? So that's why I'm just, like, moderately, like, you know, taking control of that. Mm. You know, like, just stay away from, like, certain things, too. Not that it was ever a problem, but it's, like, it's not me. You know?
Yeah.
So that's fine.
You feel like that year break was like trying to find yourself in a sense, or just trying to like tame that person that you're becoming?
I think it was just like, you know, forgetting about me. That's it. Just forgetting. Because like, you know, like I already kind of know who I am and, you know, then where I'm going to be going.
Yeah.
But when I'm on the bullshit, I'm just trying to just stay comfortable, and you don't grow without it. So you have to put yourself in those uncomfortable positions, and you know, I've actually recently caught on to that. Mm. So because of all that, I'm like, you know what, enough's enough, dude. And plus, I'm not getting any younger.
Yeah.
A lot of these people are getting big off, you know, doing some things that I could do better. Mm. So it's like, all right, well, you know, let me just get there then.
Yeah, because you seem like you're really like this is what you want to do. That's what I'm trying to figure out why, because you're good at it too. I mean, you seem like we vibe off right away, and I feel like that's the same thing you do to your guests. Like, I haven't seen like all the episodes, but I've seen some. But you're really good at it. So that's what I'm trying to figure out, why you took a year off where you're just like kind of like just chilling and vibing. Like,
yeah, no, like I said,
because I know you said the studio was one of the issues.
Yeah, well, that's because like we had like a whole you know, setup and stuff. Like we had like. Yeah, well, they had a whole setup, and this has opened the doors for me.
Yeah.
So we had, like, everything on lock, and I felt confident as ever. And then eventually it got to the point where it's like, you know, not many people would be willing to drive out there. And then eventually I just started getting lazy on my own.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I feel that. I relate. That's why when I'm saying that, sometimes I do that. So that's why I understand. It's cool seeing, like, like, you ever work with someone and you're just, like, on the same path, and then you're just like, man, I feel you. This job, like, we just got pushed through. It's another day, another, you know. So when I talk to you, it's cool seeing that another person is on the same field. Like, we're coworkers in a sense.
Yeah, basically.
You know, like, all the struggles that you go through, I go through too. So that's kind of like, that's why when I ask that, I'm like, it's trippy because I ask myself that too. Like, why haven't I posted in 2 weeks? You know, like, why haven't I done this and that?
And that's another thing I hate about social media. Social
dude,
media,
trust me.
It's not even enjoyable anymore. It's just,
right.
It's just business.
It's anxiety.
It's like, I hate
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
That's why I'm never on.
And boredom.
Yeah, like, if you don't get, like, a certain number of viewers, and it's like, man, like, you know, like, I don't, I just don't understand the algorithm thing. Like,
you know,
I said, it's all business.
It's crazy, though, because 9 times out of 10, okay. I'm not going to mention the comedian that said this, but he said when he goes to a town and someone doesn't know that he's in town, he doesn't blame the person. He blames himself because he didn't do enough promoting, which is weird because sometimes when I post stuff and I see it doesn't get that many views, I'm curious if it's like the app itself where it doesn't show my stuff, because there's so much stuff going on, so people probably don't even see it. Like, well, so sometimes I'm like, oh, no one fucks with it, but then I'm like, realistically, probably no one's seen it, you know?
Well, if, like, it's about the traffic that you get from it, though. It's about the traffic that you have involved in what you do.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, like, you know, anybody that shares your story, you know, or like post your stuff on their story, all right, now you're getting that many more viewers, and then that means more attraction. They don't even have to click on the page. They just know that, oh, people are seeing these.
And even with the reels, if you do
a lot of reels,
those
are popping.
Those, even if you're like a dude, you don't even know how many random people I get on my, like, you know, little feed. You get random people, man, just because they post so many reels, and they get like thousands of likes, man. It could be like they only have like 100 followers, man, and they get so many likes because they do so many reels and it pops up on people's feeds.
Yeah, someone just mentioned they found my podcast like that because it popped up on their reels, and I was like,
you're
shit,
public,
like,
right? You're not private.
Yeah, it's public.
Yeah, see.
Exactly. I think that's another thing too about an odd conversation, that it don't have its own page, and I like it like that because
it's your personal page, or what do you mean?
Yeah, but so Instagram is just my personal page, but the YouTube channel, it's like, okay, if I could get like a following on YouTube just alone,
YouTube,
the Instagram's gonna make its own way. Yeah, you know.
And, I get you. Yeah.
You know, and it's cool like that. I like it like that. Mm. But like in reality though, like I said, like. Think of like what we talked about. I don't know if we're recording when we talked about this though. Well, with Elon Musk dropping.
Yeah. I heard you guys talking about, we weren't talking about.
He got rid of what 11,000.
Yeah, something like that.
11,000, and then Amazon let go of a lot of people too.
Like 30, 40 around there.
So it's like, hey, who knows? This might be the rise of the underground once more.
Yeah.
And what do you mean by that?
Think about it. You look at Vinny Paz from like Jedi Mind Tricks. Or like,
ooh, Jedi Mind Tricks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you go down like that depth, like those depths of that type of underground realm.
Idea and Abilities, Atmosphere, Aesop Rock, all those guys.
When you have all that right there, that's like pure independent grind right there. People like, you know, things that are like kind of unique.
Mm.
You know, like yeah, you go to the more popping places, cool, but you have a longer lasting career. You know, being independent and actually having a solid fan base.
Yeah.
Triz also talked about it like this too. You know, this is long, like you don't need to be famous. Believe me, I don't want to be famous. Yeah. I'm not trying to get world starred. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. People just look for a reason just to fuck with people.
Mm.
But if you, if I have like, you know, 1,000 loyal fans, I put out like a $5 item every month and it sells out from just those 1,000 fans alone. Mm. That's $5,000 a month.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, and just like Larry June said, numbers, no matter how big, how low, it still adds up.
Exactly.
So,
Larry June, shout out Larry June.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a dope-ass artist.
So
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's just about you don't need to be famous. You don't need to be famous. Just have a good fan base and you're solid.
Consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why like podcasts nowadays have live shows.
Yeah, they do.
You know?
Yeah.
That's my goal right there. My next milestone is to do a live show.
Santa Observatory, they always get you could always get a show there. You just gotta pay, you know. And then
wait, are you talking about like an actual live show, or are you talking about like live
podcast?
Okay. They do, yeah.
With people, I thought you meant like live on like just streaming it, like.
Oh hell no! No streaming. Yeah, I'm not doing streaming. That just seems like a headache. You know, I'd rather take my time with it. But doing a live show is like cool. You can interact, just like being a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then if you do it constantly, you're always getting people, and then those people always bring more people, and then, you know, goes up from there, man. That's cool.
What do you feel like is the next step? Because we kind of added up to recently. You said you took like a year off, and when's the next podcast going to be like actually going on? Do you have your own equipment, or what's stopping you to make the next episode?
Shit. Well, first off, I need to get the Top Fest video done.
Yeah.
I owe them that for sure.
Yeah.
So. You were saying earlier, you're thinking of selling some too. So are you actually thinking of still doing it?
Or, wait, what do you mean selling what?
Didn't you want to sell some of your equipment?
Oh yeah, I was thinking about it.
Are you really interested in still talking doing the podcast or?
No, it is. But like those are like for like real studio like style.
Okay.
So that's why I'm like, well, I don't have a studio. I don't see that happening for a minute.
Yeah.
And not that I can't. Well, it's not like, I can't afford it either. But
well, you can do it because you have the equipment and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, shit, I could sell that and then pay off what I owe on it. And then what's it called? And just invest it into the other equipment. Like when I saw you at Thought Fest with what you had going, I'm like, yo, something simple as that. Hey, I can definitely do mobile shit with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah, backpacking it like you were saying, exactly. Cool. Mm-hmm.
This is all technically mobile. Like, I'll break down what I got right now, just so I don't know if you need any like advice or tips on this, but like, dude, this is like really like, this is all you need to be mobile. Like, you can show up to anybody, and the fact that I'm doing this saves me fucking so much time on editing, because back then it'll take me 3 hours, but I would literally have to sit right there for 3 hours. If I did anything else, it'd take 5 hours. So I'll take an hour one day, next day another hour, next day another hour, next day 30 minutes. So it'll be like 6 days, you know. Sometimes it won't even be that, because the other 3 days I'll forget. So now it's 2 weeks gone that I didn't fucking finish editing. But this is literally like fucking 10 minutes.
Shit.
Yeah. So I'll explain it. I'll show you what you need. Because like I said, I find you really good at what you're doing. And I want to see more episodes. That's what I'm trying to, like, I'm not like trying to bust your balls. I'm like, why aren't you doing a podcast? Because you're talented, dude.
You're
good at talking.
Yeah, dude, for real. I like the vibe.
Like, what's that one dude? I think it was Devin Goggins. Like, if you don't want you don't want as well. Yeah, yeah. You want to breathe. Shit. You know.
Hey, but sometimes you gotta have that conversation with yourself, because I stopped making music. I said it many times on the podcast. I stopped making music because I seen another talented rapper wanting it more than me. And that I told myself, like, what am I doing? Like, if I'm not going to go out of my way to do that, then I need to stop. And I remember I went to an open mic and I couldn't get on stage. But I was also, like, doing a lot of coke back then, so I think that was part of it.
Yeah, cocaine causes a lot of problems.
Yeah, yeah. I was about to say, spark that shit up.
Make sure I retired from cocaine.
Yeah. So
I stick to my mushrooms. That's it. That's all.
I love psychedelics.
From here on out.
But
I did some not too long ago at Essex in the Mojave Desert, bro. It was fucking dope, just seeing the stars and shit, man.
Well, let me ask you guys this much right here. Like, what's one of the highest you've ever been, like, doing, like, whether it's just smoking weed or, like, doing psychedelics? I'm going to ask, like, that typical stoner question.
The highest I've ever been. Weed-wise, the only one I can remember was probably, like, 5-6 years ago off of edible. It hit me so hard at 2 in the morning when I fell asleep already, and I woke up levitating. Like, I didn't even feel like I can, like, get up. I remember I floated up. My whole body's numb. I'm just moving, trying to figure out where's the water because I can't breathe. And I'm just looking, and I finally get the water. And, like, dude, I couldn't. My fucking heart was racing. I felt like I was going to die. Damn. That was the highest I've been off of weed.
Damn.
Off of shroom psychedelics. I was high. I think the worst one was when I was high in San Francisco, New Year's Day. We took it on on Eve, but, like, I took acid and shrooms, and then for some reason, at 5 in the morning, we take more shrooms and acid and continue drinking.
Yeah, so that's too much.
But we're already, like, turned up. That's too much. It's a new day, so it's New Year's Eve going into New Year's Day, and we get more alcohol, and we're partying. We just keep going, and I'm loving life at this point because acid's kicking in. I'm like, dude, this feels so amazing. But then there was a point where I blacked out, and then I wake up from the blackout and I'm crying, and my homie's like, Box, you good? You good? Damn. And I'm like, dude, I feel fucking amazing. Like, for some reason, but what led up to that, this bum came up to me with his hands all messed up. He said something about, like, life is like hard or something. I was like, I feel you, man. And I opened up about my parents. And then that's when I figured out I have, like, some problems with my parents about not them always, like I love my parents, but I'm the middle child, so I feel like I didn't get
middle child syndrome.
Yeah, so I feel like I didn't get that much attention, so that sparked something where I'm like, oh, like, I have some trauma there. So even though it was a bad trip, I learned from it. I don't remember what I said in that blackout, because I came back from, like, at least 30 to an hour. And I was just crying, like, and I'm like, I feel so good right now. What's going on? And then my homie's just like, oh, shit, what the fuck? You're back. Okay, like, let's keep going, bro. Yeah. So that was the hardest fucking
trip. I remember one time I took mushrooms, man, and I was fucking out of the orbit, dude. I was fucking done. I was, like, up. I was so high that, like, I looked down. And I'm like, hey, God, hey, you see this view yet?
Damn.
Like, dude, it was too much. but you learn from it. But honestly, though, like, getting emotional and all that stuff, hey, that's healthy. Healthy
for
you.
I know, for real.
Like, people are, like, thinking, like, oh, I don't like that. It makes me, like, sad. And I'm like, well, maybe that's a cry that you didn't know you needed.
Yeah.
You know, it's nothing wrong with it. Wrong with it. I just tell people, like, if you're going to do it because you feel like it. Don't do it because you're feeling pressured. And be real with yourself.
Yeah.
Don't be that facade that like some people that do. You know, if there's some bad and wrongs that you've done in your life, acknowledge it and take accountability for that.
Yeah.
You know, aside from that, I never had a bad time. I mean, there's times I was paranoid, but fucked me up, but never had a bad trip.
Yeah.
It's good, man.
I feel like now with psychedelics, I look at it trying to find an answer or a good time. Mm. Either or. It's either I'm going to get an answer, I've been stressed out, depressed, let's figure it out, or let's just have a good ass time. And if you look at it like that, even if you have a bad trip, you get an answer out of it. Because why did you have that bad trip? Are you a bad person? Are you having bad thoughts? That's where you have to tell yourself, like, what do I have to figure out within myself? And people don't get that. Yeah. They're just I had a bad trip. I don't want to do that ever again. Like, motherfucker, realize why you had it. Like, mm-hmm. It's not because it's bad. It's a bad trip. It's because something's wrong with you.
Yeah. I mean, that's the case for a lot of people. Yeah. But, you know, the last time I took mushrooms, yeah, that's when I kind of figured out that life's like a stained glass window. You know, how do you make stained glass window? With broken pieces, no?
Okay.
You just gotta piece yourself together.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's not gonna be the same no more, but you piece it together, it's still gonna look nice.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you gotta make it as beautiful as you can.
That's true, man.
Simple as that, man.
That's
true.
What was your bad trip? Did you ever have a bad trip?
Not a bad trip.
What was the highest you've been?
Oh, I've been a whole different type of high, you feel me? So, I actually, you know, was really heavy on opiates and shit like that. So, that's, the highest I've been, bro, you know? Straight nodding out and shit, dog.
I can only imagine.
You feel me? I never was really into, psychedelics and stuff like that. I've taken them, but when I've taken them, bro, I was already so, on opiates and shit. So, they wouldn't really hit me like that. And I don't even take so much, bro, not a lot or anything like that.
Yeah,
when I was younger I did acid. That was a really crazy time. I was super high, but I don't really remember that because that was in 7th grade, bro.
Shit.
But yeah, no, the highest I've been was for sure off opiates, you know, not to lie or anything like that, man.
Honestly, for me now, if it ain't natural, I ain't touching it. You know what I mean? I had my fun with cocaine.
Everybody does.
Yeah, when you do it for the first time, you find out everybody does it. It's crazy.
And when I did it, when I first started, I didn't really know, how they really affect you and shit like that.
Shit. I still haven't felt the effects as far as I know yet. But, at the past few times that I've done it, only bad things happened. Only one of them for doing it, but other ones is just something coincidental that happens.
Definitely, man.
But, after that, though, I mean, shit, just doing it, just one time with, some of your closest people, man, yeah, the disappointment that you give off, dude.
Definitely.
You know, for me, I'm always apologetic, and, you know, I acknowledge it, so, you know, if you're watching this, big dog, really am sorry. All right?
Yeah.
We can talk about it. Hopefully.
Yeah,
bro. That's why I'm like, you know, I don't promote that shit. I feel like it's cool.
Yeah.
Tell anybody it's cool, bro. Like when everybody talks, somebody talks about it, bro, I tell them fucking, it's not, you know, it's not worth it.
I just say that I'm retired and I'm done. I don't want to be no part of it.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Ain't worth it.
Definitely not worth it. Mm-hmm. Young people watching Annoying Neighbors. Don't do drugs.
I say try it. No.
Yeah, at least experiment once.
Oh, gosh.
Because then you'll figure out what you do and don't like, but don't get hooked.
Yeah,
I was hooked on cocaine for a cool I never really realized it because I always have it on the weekends whenever we went out because we would turn up, but when I drink, I want to go to sleep. I'm not that, you know how people black out and they're just pop, pop, they're just autopilot, just full of energy. I'm how the fuck do they get that way? Because when I drink, I get sluggish where I'm just and then once I sit down, it just.
Knock out, exactly.
Yeah, so I would need coke.
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, I would just keep doing it every weekend. I didn't realize it because I started doing coke more majorly when I was 18. So 18 all the way to maybe 26, that was kind of always in my weekends. If not that weekend, at least 2 to 3 weekends, it'll be back in my rotation.
See, my prime of doing that was during my year of bullshit before I decided to do this thing again. know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. But even then, so, though,
recently,
like,
kind of, yeah,
yeah. But like, it was never no absurd amount, and like, I don't buy it. Like, and I probably only bought it like once or twice ever.
Oh wow!
And it was,
I was selling it.
Well, like, you know, but I always had some good money, though. Some good money. But to me, though, it wasn't like me, like, all to myself. Like, dude, I'll hand that shit out. Like,
yeah, yeah. Because
I'm like,
trust
dude, this
me.
Is too much.
Well, people used to come to my place after a show because the co-host, he's part of a band called River Rats.
Shout out River Rats.
Yeah, they'll come to my place. I'll literally come out with a fucking plate and just be like, who wants some coke?
Just racked up.
Boom, boom, boom. There'll be 10 people. I'm giving them free coke because I'm just like, I'm new around here. Like, this is like my new kind of like family in a sense. Mm. So it's just me like just so showing my generosity. Yeah, like just connecting in a sense.
Man, I did that shit for bitches, bro.
Yeah.
Like, once I saw like, you know, some girls would be doing them, like, I'm like, oh hell, all right, yeah, I'll take a bump. Yeah, why not?
Is that what you're doing? Cool. Yeah, I'll join the party.
Cool, you know,
everybody's different though, man. Because like for me, coke, I never really liked it, man. It made me really feel weird.
I don't like it. I like the way it smells though.
I just got that.
I was like, wait, what? Oh man,
that's hilarious.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, everyone's different, man, for sure.
No, yeah, I mean, people love downers, people love uppers. I feel like, I'm a pretty calm guy, so downers doesn't do much to me besides make me go to sleep.
Yeah.
So when I did coke, it was like, it was just like this different animal of just like, boom, boom, boom. Let's go, baby. We fucking going. I don't go, like, right now, if I did it, like, what time is it? It's 8:55. If you told me that there's a party going down to LA, I'll rack up two fat lines. I'm like, I'm driving. Like, anything was possible. Like, I will go because I got coke. I can stay up to 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it was. Like, I was, like, doing photography before. I would literally drive out all the way to, like, from here to San Fernando or something just to go to a show and take pictures. Mm. And then drive all the way back on the same night. Bro. And, like, that was, like, an hour and a half drive or something. But I'll be coked out.
And if you guys can take anything from this specific topic right here, don't do drugs.
Yeah. Exactly.
Do not.
Or try it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just try it.
If it ain't natural, don't touch it.
Yeah. If it's helping you be productive, do it. No, I'm kidding.
Hey, in reality, like, everyone's an experiment, bro. Everyone is. If you're really, you know, like, I mean, it depends, honestly, your background and shit, but some people are bound to fucking try something,
now, dude,
bro.
And not only that,
but take it from us, though, don't fucking try it.
Don't do
it. If you're going to try it, don't fucking
don't do it. But if you are in that spot and you start doing it, know how to control it because it will consume you.
Yeah, for sure.
And there's that's coming
demons,
from
an
ex-coke addict,
demons.
I guess.
Yeah.
Shit.
I think about it every day.
Yeah. I remember my coworker from, you know, I can't say the company name, but, you know, shout out to the homie Randall. He told me this real last thing. He said that he don't believe in peer pressure because, like, how are you going to have someone force you
to
smoke something or, like, you know, do something, but if you didn't have that curiosity to begin with.
I actually don't believe in peer pressure either.
Mm-hmm.
I tell everybody, even, like, other people I know that are really, really, really bad on drugs, bro, like pills, heroin, anything, like, there's no peer pressure, man. You have the choice to say everybody has a choice to say no, unless you got a fucking gun in your head. Cause there's some
that's a little different.
Yeah, like,
I guess I'll do the drugs, but most people don't have that shit happening to them. What happened
it's
on American
choice.
Me? I can't remember.
The American Me, man. There's basically like
it's that gangster movie.
It's like
I know what movie it is.
So
it
was like
someone
like a lot of like
I can't remember.
I think it was like a lot of like MMA members like just like you know like put in a bunch of like heroin inside like these little balloons
and just come in. And fucking shove that fool in the thing, right?
Yeah, so they, like some like dudes, like some like enemies came in, had guns at their head, and they're like, put your head in there, now breathe. And they'll leave them in there until they fucking pass out, and then they're gonna overdose from the heroin and shit.
Wow.
That's brutal.
Yeah, brutal. Okay.
That's the only time I'll do heroin.
I can't remember that scene. But, yeah. Fuck, I was gonna say something right now. What were we saying? To control it or something? Or like, what were we talking about before the.
Like, that's like something with peer pressure.
Oh, peer pressure. I feel like it is real because you got to think about it. People want to fit in. Just like you said, you seen girls doing it. You're like, man, I'm trying to get laid.
But that's because they also have it in them to try it, though.
But like, you got to think about it. Like, I never, like, dude, I told myself I'll never smoke a cigarette because I see my brother smoking cigarettes.
Have you seen?
But then, yeah. Like, you know, like, I'm drunk. Everybody's smoking cigarettes. Hey, and take a hit. But I did want to. But the peer pressure comes in where it's like that curiosity. Because, dude, it's like if I told you right now, dude, and you never had sex, and I'm describing how sex is. It's amazing. I did this last night. Do you want to do it with me? Because I had a good ass time. I'm kind of convincing you. You don't.
There's
good.
A pause. I should have been there.
Look, but it's like one of those things where like, nah, dude, I'm saving myself for marriage, bro. Nah, fool, stop. Why are you gonna be like that? You don't want to be cool.
Control of that, though.
I know, but like me, yeah. Me personally, I feel like I was peer pressured on things where it's like, I didn't want to, but since people are doing it, like I don't want to be left out.
But that's a curiosity in you, though.
But that's not a form of peer pressure?
I wouldn't call it that.
Yeah, I don't know. People, I guess everybody has their own views, man. But I don't believe in peer pressure.
But
man.
Left out, like people putting you on blast, like, dude, this fool's whack. He's sober. Like this fool's sober.
That's already you having kind of being insecure about yourself. You know,
but that,
like,
a lot of people are insecure about themselves. I'm still insecure about myself.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's what I'm saying. Everybody's different.
I agree on that aspect where like curiosity is a different form of, you know, peer pressure. But then at the same time, if someone's, there's been times where like I get made fun of and I start thinking like, well, I guess I should drink. I know I'm the DD, but like this fool keeps saying like, you're pussy. Well, fuck it, dude. I'll take a shot.
Well, I think it's easier for me to say so because like I said, I was the only child for so long and I was used to being an outcast everywhere. Fontana, La Mirada, fucking Riverside, like I'm used to being an outcast and I like it though. And what attracts me to like just all different types of people, all different types of characters is because everybody, like they're them for a fucking reason. You know what I mean? So if you don't drink, hey, that's cool. You can still hang out with us, but you know, like, or also I'm still down to hang out, you know?
Yeah.
But you don't have to drink you don't smoke in any kind of way. You don't do drugs. Even cool. You're being abstinent. Cool. Yeah. You know, of course, like we're always gonna pick on you, then, but that's normal. You know, that's like saying like, oh man, look at those giant ass shoes you got on. Yeah. You know, it's just small things. You know what I mean, but at the same time,
but sometimes that comment will make you want to get better shoes.
I feel like it just depends on the person. Because
I'm like that. Like when I got clowned on for buying clothes at the flea market, I thought it was cool. I'm like, I'm getting a discount.
Which is.
But then the guy, my neighbor, shout out to Josh Sanchez, you fucking dick. Dick. He said. This fool shops at the flea market, and everybody started laughing. And out of nowhere, I didn't want to go to the flea market.
See, but that's what I'm saying. It depends on the person and the people you're around, man. Yeah. Because see, like someone like me, man, I don't care what the fuck you have on. I don't give a fuck what you know. You're you and shit like that. And I don't know, man. I guess it just depends on.
But you know, the, who but, you're but around well, I guess like, well, bro, I guess what sure. I'm trying to say is like.
Because I never fall into peer pressure, bro. You can never tell me what the fuck to do, bro.
But what happens if you grow up? As a kid in that environment where it is peer pressure, where it's like, dude,
and that's
smoke meth with me. What are you doing? Like, come on. Like, you see me. I'm cleaning the house, bro. Like, isn't that, like, peer pressure?
Yeah, but that's, like, peer pressure
no,
the wrong
still
person.
Not.
Because, like, think about, people, like, I just think about, at least drugs specifically. Yeah, like,
I'm just talking about drugs. You can use it on something else. But,
I think I'm just speaking, like, peer pressure as a whole. Like, it could even just be, like, you know, like, you're in middle school. All right, well, you have to do 7 minutes in heaven with her. You have to. We all doing it. Like, you don't got to. But, like, I think that the point of the matter is, like, you know, for instance, like, drugs specifically. Like, oh, so, like, oh, you ever done ketamine before? I'm like, no. And then they tell me about it. I'm like, dude, that does not sound like fun.
Yeah.
It does not.
But a lot of times, a lot of people don't tell this stuff. Because then there's people that, like, do, like, say, like, pills like that, like opiates and shit. And they'll be like, oh, take this. This shit's going to make you feel good as fuck. But then they don't tell you, oh, you keep taking this shit. This shit's going to make you feel like shit every fucking morning.
So isn't that peer pressure? Because you start getting curious.
I guess it's not really peer pressure. It's just the person you're around isn't telling you what the fuck is real.
Because I got peer pressure to get in fights where I'm like, dude, I don't want to fight, but like.
Speaking of which, man. It's different, though, you know, for everything, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Just today, man, we had a little surprise party for my cousin slash brother type of thing. And, you know, like my uncle's there. He's like one of the only dudes that I really believe no one can beat up. Like, he's not even like the biggest guy, but like.
He's just a savage. It's not the size of the dog.
Pure definition. And, you know, like, we're over here, like, messing around because, you know, it's my uncle. So, we're, like, smacking each other, just joking. And then, what was it? My cousin's wife comes out with boxing gloves. And he's like, hey, put these on.
See, dude.
And then, you know,
and then it
like,
escalates
oh, okay.
to something else.
Oh, no, yeah. we're just playing around. Okay, but, like, okay. we didn't punch him in the face or nothing like that. But, like, he fucking threw his whole weight into it, socked me, and did the, man, I'm going to try to get that video. But I flew up against the fucking coffee counter, dude, and I was like, oh, we're really hitting each other. No, oh, shit, yeah. I don't know if I want to do this no more, yeah, you know what yeah, I mean? Yeah. But it was just funny because he socked the shit. Well, nah, yeah. I want to say socked the shit out of me, but he sent me flying.
Yeah, he got some
He
good
sent
ones.
Me flying.
Yeah.
Shout out to the boxing glove, otherwise I would have hurt.
yeah. I feel you guys, though. I'm just trying to debate the peer pressure thing because I feel like
I guess some people, it just depends on person.
I feel like there's people that do get peer pressure. I don't, definitely. Like me now, as where definitely. I'm at right now, no one can peer pressure me. Mm-hmm. I've been in certain spots where I'm like, fuck, dude, like, I don't want to do this, but everybody's doing it. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. Like, let's do it. Like,
yeah.
I'm doing it awkwardly where I don't want to do it. But then, like, it's like, I don't want to be left out.
I think overall, like, the reason why, like, we think that way with the peer pressure thing is because, it's like, the maturity level that we got. Like, it, you know, that's nothing to do with your age. It's, like, your maturity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember back, like, in middle school, high school, there's been kids that's like, no, I'm not doing that stupid shit.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Like, I'm not fucking my life
Foot
up.
Foot down, yeah,
you
yeah.
know? And we get influenced, you know? I wouldn't call it peer pressure. It's just influenced.
Mm.
And, you know, that's why, like, some people, like, they see things, like, that aren't really bad to them, but to somebody, it's just like the utmost, like, no, don't even be around me.
Mm.
And, you know, but that's just the understanding that we got to have.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I definitely got influenced to smoke a blunt with coke in it. one of my favorite rappers fucking always talked about it. And I was just like, you know, he always talks about it. He's pretty okay. I started smoking fucking.
This guy named, I went to his concert. This guy named Necro. I don't know if you guys are.
Yeah, Necro.
He plays a song called "I Need Drugs," and all of a sudden you just smell a bunch of fucking Cocoa Puffs in the fucking crowd, bro.
You
can smell when fucking coke is burning.
Yeah.
Blunts and shit, bro.
Yeah. But they specifically smoke it for him, or
yeah, bro, it's crazy.
Well, I think that also goes to show, like, okay, if you're like some kind of like you have some kind of fan base or some kind of following going on. You got to kind of be aware of what you're doing,
yeah,
you know?
True.
Like, for instance, the Flatbush Zombies and Underachievers, like, they, you know, they talk about doing psychedelics all the time, which did influence my even though I wanted to do it anyway, they kind of wanted me to do it more.
Yeah.
But they also, you know, said it, like, you know, correctly in their ways.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but they also admitted that, oh, I'm just enjoying my youth. I'm not doing this forever.
Yeah.
You know?
So, I'm definitely going to be smoking weed and taking psychedelics forever.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like anything that's natural, yes. Acid too, here and there, not all the time. But
that's where you get it from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, other shit I just can't I won't be able to do it.
Yeah.
Like pills, I can't do that.
I took a Xanax one time and fell asleep, so yeah, not for me.
Yeah. Stops the party.
It was a waste of a night. That's it.
So okay, before we wrap this up, I wanna know when is the next podcast going to be? Can I be the guest? Can I be the first guest on the?
We can set that up.
Yeah,
I think we just announced it right now.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, yeah. All right. I want to be the first guest, and I just want to chill. Maybe I'll bring him or Roland or someone and smoke up and just vibe out, dude. Just
no, definitely, man. Like, no, but that's kind of the cool thing about doing a podcast, and then people that's done other podcasts with others and X, Y, Z, hey, just passing the word around. Like, hey, you should jump on this one right here now.
Definitely,
no, but definitely, but you definitely set that up. I'm all for that.
And we'll talk more about the equipment right now. I always like ending the podcast with the advice. I know we did that last time, but any advice that you got, it could be either podcasting or just anything.
Yeah, I give a few out. One, don't do drugs. Put the camera. Don't do drugs.
Yeah.
Okay. Secondly, if you actually ain't doing nothing, you're just living comfortable, that's cool. But if it's something that you want to get to, something you want to reach, get into that. Get on it. That's kind of like a message to myself, honestly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, just always make better decisions. Simple as that.
Dude.
Mm-hmm. Cool, man.
Thank you for being on. Thank you for being on and Annoying Podcast. I was going to say Annoying Podcast. I'm all lit. Annoying Neighbors Podcast. We out.
There we go.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you being here, man. Cool.
Yeah, bitch. What you know about me, bro? Hard in the game, gonna make a name. Leaving my mark, I'ma leave my stain. Better back up, cause I bring the pain. What you know about me, bro? Got Supreme hat, Supreme clothes. Bad spree, fuck you.
so fresh, we're high class, bro. What you know about me, bro?